Yo, welcome back. We back with another episode of Feeling Stats. Hey, it's your boy Evan, man. We here with the great, amazing Kobe. You know what I'm saying? That boy, and what's good with you fellas, man? What's good with you?
What's happening, man? I can't call it. How y'all feeling?
Oh, man, I'm good, man. Blessed and highly favored.
Always.
Living a good life, my man.
Good life. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Good life. It's been a while, man. We back with another week of sports, man. You know, this week, hey, it's jam-packed, baby. You know, there's a lot that went down. We done gone from flying across the country, Pro Bowls. We got All-Star games coming up. We got trade deadlines that happened. Super Bowl. Man, good. We got a lot to get into, man. We gonna jump right into it, man. You know, biggest news, you know, on the block right now in the NBA and the association. You already know what it is. The trade, man. The trade. Brooklyn Nets. Philadelphia 76ers, Harden about at Brooklyn, going to the 76ers back with Daryl Murray. What's up? Talk to me, man. What y'all got on it, man? What y'all feeling, man? Come on.
Shout out James Harden, man.
Shout out James Harden.
Hey, for real. Hey, James Harden is really good at being able to tell his boss, look, I don't want to do this no more. You know what I'm saying? Tell your employers, I want to change departments. Okay, cool. You're in a different department. I want to raise. Now it's not enough money. Okay, cool. We'll give you more money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to respect him for that. But, I mean, to me, when it comes to that trade, I feel like the Nets won that trade because Philly gave up a lot. Now, they kept Tyrese Maxey and Matisse Thybulle, which is smart.
Yeah.
They gave up two first-round picks. They gave up Drummond, who'd been hooping for them. And the Nets actually need a big.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They gave up Curry, who's shooting 40% from three. The Nets need another shooter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the Nets got back
everything they asked for.
Yeah, two players, two picks, and only give it one player. You know what I'm saying?
They got three players now. You forgot one. You forgot the biggest one of them all in that trade.
Oh, Ben Simmons. Yeah, I'm sure. Ben Simmons. Yeah, now Ben Simmons, of course, that's the key piece. You know, he had a contract for, I think, four more years. He's 25. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? To me, the Nets won, my opinion.
Okay.
But I do understand that Philly, it was a win now move. You know what I'm saying? You know that Embiid is an injury risk, and he hooping this season. So, you know what I'm saying? Daryl Morey don't care about draft picks anyway. We know that. He never cared about draft picks. He was in Houston. So throwing in two picks, let me get Harden to team him up with Embiid, MVP Embiid. He like, let's run it right now.
Oh, let's get it. Let's run it. What about you, Coleman? What's up, man?
Bro, I think Sixers won because ultimately, bro, you had a player that wasn't playing at all.
Gotcha.
If you keep Ben Simmons, it ain't like he not playing. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to do something. So, even though they gave up two draft picks, they gave up a player that wasn't playing, right? They got James Harden back, and they got Paul Millsap back. Shout out to Paul Millsap. Forget about him. You very intricate part of this trade, my brother.
That's another guy that wasn't playing, though. But, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. But not, and I think that ultimately it's like it's kind of like what you see with the L.A. Rams. The Sixers are on a win-now type of situation. They're in a win-now mood. That's what they're trying to do. So if you're in a win-now type of mood, if you want to win now while you're in Embiid's prime, because Embiid's been balling this year, to hell with them draft picks. Just keep it real.
Yo, yeah, nah. You right.
To hell with them.
Facts. Yeah. Now, I'm on it. Right now, as the trade construct, we do everything right now. I think it was an even push. But if we talk about healthy, I think the Nets going to win the trade. Because, like, they were looking for a big. They needed a big. They got in Drummond. They already had shooting. They added shooting with Steph Curry. Then you get a guy that is 6'10", plays a point, can play on the wing, and defend anybody. He's one of the top playmakers in the league when he does play, even though Kobe did say he's not playing. That is a big factor, definitely. Now, he still has to get acclimated into NBA and the NBA season again. But just when you add that, and the two first-round draft picks on top of that, yeah, they want to trade once everybody's healthy because once KD comes back, we don't know about the Kyrie situation. That situation still, you never know, it might raise a mandate in the state or they might pay the fines or he might get vaccinated, but we probably...
He's not getting vaccinated.
I can agree with y'all on that one for sure. So I think right now everything hit through the push trade. Both teams won. And then on the side of, you know, later on once all health is back, I think the Nets will have won the trade, but like y'all saying, like y'all both stated, MVP Embiid with James Harden. James Harden finally got him a center that can hoop now.
Like really, is it too late though?
That's what I was going to get into.
That's my question.
Yeah.
Before the trade, did you guys think the Nets had a chance to win the championship?
With all three players, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Before the trade, did y'all think the Sixers had a chance to win the championship?
No.
Now, after the trade, do y'all think the Nets have a chance to win a championship?
Yes.
After the trade, do y'all think the Sixers have a chance to win a championship?
I don't think so.
No, I think they have a chance. And well, the chances got better.
Have a chance. That's why I think that they won. They didn't have a chance before that trade.
Okay.
They have one now. The Nets had one before and after. That's why I think this is a good trade for both teams.
Yeah.
But I think the 76ers definitely took a better jump compared to the Nets.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I just don't like the fact that
Nets still losing too.
Yeah, Nets are still losing.
Oh, of course.
That's important too.
Yeah, they are still losing. But I think with Philly, I think they depleted a good part of their bench or a good part of how they return. I think we're off the bench right now. The best I see like playmaker off the bench is Shake Milton.
Yeah.
And we know he's very up and down. Like, you have other role players that's on there along with Shake Milton, but those guys aren't, they're not bucket getters. And when, you know what I'm saying, Harden is in foul trouble, Harden gets hurt, or Meade, God forbid, he hasn't got hurt this year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's been pretty healthy.
Well, he had COVID he missed earlier.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know what I'm saying, other than that, he's been balling. You still Tobias, that's all your starters.
They were trying to get rid of Tobias Harris.
Yeah, they were. They were trying to get rid of the contract.
And they stuck with that. They still got him.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just more of like, I just think that's why I don't, the change is going up because you got James Harden, of course, but I still don't see him as a top three favorite in the East.
I still don't see them getting past Milwaukee.
Yeah, see, Milwaukee's one of my teams in the third.
They definitely got a better chance, though.
Yeah, they got a chance. They got a chance. But
that's all I'm saying.
Well, I just don't see him like, now you're talking about like championship contender. It puts them in a conversation, but I don't really give them a high chance.
Y'all don't really think that this makes them a championship contender?
Given a recent history, nah, not really. It gives them one. I'm not going to take that from them. But if we like betting man or odds and numbers, it's not really that high.
I mean, it goes down to how we feel about Doc Rivers.
We can actually look that up. What? How their chances improve.
Yeah. So, with that, we're going to check that out for
you. Do you believe in Doc Rivers?
He's a good coach.
That ain't the question.
Do I believe in him?
Yeah, do you
believe him to do what?
In the playoffs.
Believe in him to do what?
To carry a team to the finals.
Yeah.
In the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when the last time he did? 2010 was the last time he went.
2010
took a team, and then other than that, he's had 2-3-1 collapses.
He's got a couple of choke jobs with different teams too.
Yeah, you know, different teams. Yeah. So, and we still got Embiid in. Embiid still has to play out the rest of the season. Yeah. And he can still, like, Embiid does have an injury history.
He does.
James Harden. He's going to show up, but is this enough? Is this team enough?
My question about Harden is it too late? Because we haven't seen him have some bad games.
This season.
I think he had 4 points against Sacramento.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this thing, though, ESPN have the Sixers with a higher chance of winning the championship than the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great.
That's what they say. But
I
still think the Nets won that trade.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry to make a joke.
No, I was saying, with James Harden, you got to have shooters around him, and they gave up their best shooter in Seth Curry.
Yeah, they did. They definitely did. And I know with the Nets, KD's kind of come back.
Yeah.
Kyrie, he's going to be there part-time. But we still getting Joe Harris is another guy that can shoot the basketball for him. And he coming back. And then you add what the Nets, one of the blaring things the Nets needed was big man, someone to protect the rim. You got that in Drummond.
Right.
You added that in Drummond. Drummond was having
I don't think they got the size for Milwaukee, though.
Well, no one has the size for Milwaukee. They even made a trade. Don't forget about their trade. They got Serge Ibaka to add onto their team. So they got.
I don't think they have a size for Milwaukee.
Yeah, but with the shooters and Seth and maybe and Joe Harris, if we come back, do you think Milwaukee has enough to cover them?
Cover who?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah. I think we learned last year, being tall, we used to always talk about this growing up, how, like, if you're tall, you should be in the NBA.
Yeah.
The Bucks have, like, brought it back to our attention that being tall in the NBA is a hell of an advantage that you really can't duplicate. I think that even the Heat looked great last year. As soon as they saw him in the playoffs, bro, it's too tall for him, bro. Like, I feel like if the Heat run into as good as the Heat playing this year, run into him again. The exact same thing, bro. They're just too tall for y'all.
Yeah.
I think the Sixers have Embiid. If Embiid can go off, I think they got a chance. But
it's a big if in the playoffs.
Yeah. But with him and his health. But, I mean, but at the end of the day, we got a while for the playoffs. And we don't even know what Brooklyn looks like.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? KD's out. You know what I mean? So.
I mean, Milwaukee's front line ain't really that tall now, though, especially if you take out Brook Lopez. And you got Ibaka, who's 6'9". Brook Lopez was 7-footer. Besides Giannis, I mean, they don't really have much size on that front line.
What is Middleton a two or a three?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got Middleton's tall.
So, so you got Middleton at 6'8", 6'11".
They guard. They got tall guards, you know what I mean?
Drew Holiday.
6'4", 6'4".
Yeah, they got tall guards.
They're definitely going to be a tall, long, linky team. So,
I mean, in that series, you basically would tell Ben Simmons to, your job is to defend Giannis.
Yeah, exactly. And then you let KD do what he do. And I don't think they have anybody.
They don't have anybody that would be able to defend KD.
And then you still have Kyrie. And then you
right.
still
I think Giannis would defend KD.
Okay, well, then you still got Kyrie.
And if Giannis defends KD, then he'll be gassed on the offense.
And I think that, that's the thing. I think that the height is going to affect Kyrie.
Oh, height of who?
Middleton.
They probably put Drew Holiday on Middleton.
Yeah, they probably put Drew Holiday on Kyrie.
Which is a tough match.
Drew Holiday on Middleton?
No, on Kyrie. Yeah. Drew Holiday on Kyrie.
Hey, but if Drew Holiday don't work, then put Middleton on.
Oh, you know, fact, yeah, but.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he works, then you don't need it. But it's still a height thing. I think the same thing with Jimmy Butler. When he tried to go in that paint, he's like, oh, I got past Drew Holiday, but dang, he go Giannis. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
It's tough.
Yeah, but when you talk about Ben Simmons 6'10", 6'11", KD 6'10".
But Simmons ain't shooting, though.
Yeah, but he playing defense.
On that team, they don't need him.
They don't need him. Yeah, he playing defense.
On that team.
So. Nah, and another thing about this, I also think that this is a great spot for KD because, you know, I don't really look at KD as a leader of a man when it comes to, like, the sport, but I actually think that Ben Simmons is probably the best person for him because KD has this, like, yo, F what they say personality. Of course, he's always been great, so it's easy for you to not care what people say about you when you've always been great. But I think that that's definitely something that he can install in Ben Simmons. Like, bro, just go out there and do your thing.
Yeah. But a lot of people get on Ben Simmons. Let's not lose the fact Ben Simmons still is an 18-8 guy.
Yeah.
Like, he still gets almost 20 points.
And defense, right?
Yeah, and the defense and doesn't even score the ball. Like,
he don't need to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. He don't need to shoot. So, and it's just when you add that with probably the greatest scorer in the game right now in KD. And then you still have Kyrie, who's, like you said, a mentality of Mamba mentality. Like, he'll hit the big shots. He'll do what he has to do for the big moments.
Never said that.
No, I'm saying.
He has a mentality.
Now, people do say that about him.
Yeah.
He has a mentality.
Yeah, so, with that, it's going to be exciting. Like I said, it all together. It's going to get there. We still got time. Like I said, we about to hit the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Speaking of the draft, did y'all watch the draft?
That was interesting. LeBron's a troll, man.
Oh, you already know it. Big time.
Hilarious.
Big time troll. So how'd y'all feel with James Harden going with the last pick in the All-Star draft?
Man? I'm really impressed KD kept a straight face the whole time.
He
kept a straight face until Barkley said that now he got traded, he going to be healthy again. Then most start laughing.
I rock with James Harden, bro.
No,
this is better than how he left Houston.
Yeah, it is. I prefer him to leave Houston like this instead of the way he did.
But
I mean, if I was a Nets fan, I'd be pissed at him.
Yeah.
But
picks is out the door now, and he ain't on the team no more.
Bro, if you got the team, you don't care about draft picks. Yeah. I think that's what they. I'm gonna tell you something, bro. I think that. The more you look at, like, sports, it's becoming more and more like video games.
Okay.
Like, the way somebody shot, like, Steph, we used to do that in the video game. We never thought that we would see it in, like, real life. Where you seen Patrick Mahomes play, bro, I didn't create it. Millions of players on Madden.
Yeah.
They do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Even in Madden, it's like, I'm going to trade all my draft picks to rack up my team because if I win right now, I don't care about the next man going to be out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't care. And I think the coaches are looking at it like, I'm not going to have my job if they don't win anyway. So, hell with them draft picks.
Yeah,
especially if you plan on winning. I think that more people are looking. And it's different in the NFL because in the NFL, I think a draft pick means way more than the NBA.
But
I think in the NBA, you can actually get by just off free agency and trade.
Yeah. If you are a prime destination.
LA, that's what I'm saying. I'm thinking myself, but still. Like, I think that if you're in a prime destination, you don't have to build through the, you don't have to build
draft.
Through the
draft. You're pretty basketball.
And these teams are realizing that, like, yo, we're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? These young millennials that's coming up that's in high school right now with their colored hair and whatnot, they going to want to play out here. We don't need them draft picks.
Yeah, you don't. You know, we're in New York, man.
I don't know. I mean, if you got a chance to get the next Ja Morant, and he under contract on a rookie deal. That's the main thing is a rookie contract, because that's like, I mean, your cap space not really tied up to a rookie contract. Otherwise, you got to pay a max player, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to eat up your cap space and your ability to sign somebody else. If I can get me a young talent, 19, 20-year-old on a cheap deal, I would definitely take that.
But they've been doing that.
You can, you know what I'm saying? You can do that, and because now, because even if you're a young stud, like even if you don't get drafted, you may go to like G League route, or you come as a free, you're not going to get the fat mask deal. You're going to get a higher free agent deal, but it's not going to be.
No, but they've been leaving though. Like what you're saying about Ja Morant is true. But if they don't win a championship and he wants out, like, that's why we looking at Dame like, Dame, what are you doing? You supposed to leave? You supposed to have been gone by
now. Like, yeah, but I think he's saying, like, the money.
You're tripping, too.
No, because it's like even in football.
I get what he's saying with the money. He's saying that they're getting a great player like Ja Morant for the low price.
Yeah.
But they were able to draft him.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if he, when his contract is over, if he want to go play, test the free agency, he wants to go to Lakers, New York.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They're just gonna wait for the team. They're gonna wait for the player to contract to expire, and then say, "Come play over here."
Yeah,
they're not gonna draft them.
Yeah, they're not gonna draft. But I'm saying, I'm guessing what I was on more of saying, like if. Like, it's in football, like, with a quarterback, when you get a young quarterback, you win your Super Bowl when they're on their rookie deal. Then you can start paying your money to everybody else, and so you're good. Like, Patrick Mahomes won on his rookie deal.
Right.
Russell Wilson, rookie deal. Like, that's how a lot of teams won championships.
You can sign more players.
Yeah, you sign more players.
Yeah, 100%.
And I'm thinking, like, in the NBA, like, if you don't get drafted, it's only 60 players that get drafted. So a lot of guys that come in free agency are, like, at the G League or overseas or something like that and don't get drafted. They're going to get paid, but they're still going to be on a lower scale. They can turn out to be, you know what I'm saying, a John Morant type player, and didn't even get drafted. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, they're still, and then like you're saying, they will leave if they have to. Once, you know what I'm saying, they get through the restricted free agents and all that and things like that.
So when's the last time y'all seen in the basketball somebody went lead a team to a championship on a rookie deal?
On a rookie deal?
Football's more of a team sport, so that makes sense.
Yeah, it's more pieces, yeah.
But in basketball, everybody is that's leading teams to championship, they supermax. Kawhi, Steph, LeBron,
rookie deal. Giannis, Kobe.
The Spurs went one with Kawhi, rookie deal.
Yeah. You got Tim Duncan.
Yeah,
you got Tim Duncan. You got Manu Ginobili.
Yeah, Tim Duncan won on his rookie deal.
Tony Parker. Oh, you got David Robinson. There's always somebody that's getting paid the top dollars on that team that's leading them there.
Well, yeah, no. Actually, Tim Duncan won on his rookie deal because he got drafted with 98.
But I'm saying David Robinson was on the team.
Yeah.
He would say that David Robinson led them to that.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Well, I could say the last one I say is Kobe, but he had Shaq on his team to lead him with the money. We're talking about as far as money.
In the NBA, you always going to have somebody with a super max that's going to be there.
Oh, yeah, no. Mostly you're going to have money put with the money.
Now, in the NFL, that's different. Patrick Mahomes, rookie deal. Tom Brady, rookie deal. Russell Wilson's rookie deal. Nick Foles, the trash, right? No, I'm shout out Nick Foles. I'm playing with you, bro. But still, though, Carson Wentz actually was on his rookie deal. Yeah. You know, he wasn't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That happens in the NFL, but in basketball, nah.
I agree with you on that.
NFL is different because if you don't win on your rookie deal, but we feel like you're almost there, we're going to franchise tag you. You're not leaving.
Yeah. But, yeah, now to your point where you were saying, like, the draft pick value more than 4, because you have more of them. In the NBA, it's only 2 rounds. So, it's 60 players.
Second-round pick, really. Not.
Yeah, exactly. They're not even guaranteed contracts. So, you only got 60 players that's going to get drafted.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
100%. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them even make it. Then, in the NFL, you have 7 rounds. You have extra picks that they add on it, they give you. So, it makes it – and it's more pieces, 11 players on the field, a 53-man roster. So, there's a lot more, you know what I'm saying, pieces that, you know, are going for. That's why it's valued more. And but like you said, we made a great point of analogy when you was like video games. Like, literally on a video game. I remember talking to his brother when he was like, he said, forget those draft picks. What do I need those draft picks for?
Yeah.
But you're controlling team. You're in win-down mode.
Yeah.
So, you don't need those draft picks.
You don't need those draft picks.
Even if we look at right now in the Super Bowl. What about the Rams? They don't have a first-round draft pick.
they literally about to.
Yeah.
It looks like it's about to work.
Exactly. And then they have the other side with the Bengals who actually did draft. But
Good example.
So it's – you're getting the best of both worlds.
And then you look at the Bengals, it makes – and also shows that, like, in NFL, it's easier for – the draft picks are important because it's easier for a team to come in – but it's easier for a rookie to come in and make an impact. Look at Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
There's no – even though we like Ja Morant, it took – some years for that to be.
Yeah,
it took 2 or 3 years. Yeah. Not a lot, but it still took.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't just come out the gate, rookie of the year, but man, should he be MVP? Like Michael Parsons. Yeah, he's rookie defensive player of the year, but he may be defensive
player of the year.
Right? Uh-huh. You don't really have that in NBA.
Nah, you're right about that.
I mean, the thing about having draft picks, though, in general, is if you get a team, like, let's say a Lillard.
You let them draft picks.
Like let's just say like a Dame Lillard or a superstar wants out, you got picks you could trade for it. You know what I'm saying? Like if Luka says, I want out of Dallas, and I got draft picks, cool. Then I'm sitting in my picks, and I got Luka now.
Yeah.
Or Samuel Lillard, or Bill.
Picks, but the picks don't necessarily mean.
Yeah, no. The picks help the trade. They definitely do help the trade. But it's
picks don't really. They don't mean nothing either way it goes. If you don't if you don't draft right, yeah. Picks don't mean nothing.
That too.
And but if you believe in your ability to draft, though.
Yeah. But and how many people you actually think are more confident in something that they've already seen over their actual ability to draft?
I mean,
drafting is not easy.
If I'm rebuilding, though, then I take the picks.
Yeah, if you're rebuilding. But in the NBA, you can rebuild. It can be done like that because you can sign. If you have the money, you go sign a superstar.
Yeah,
true.
If you're the desired destination like y'all both are saying.
In NFL, you have to go through the process of going through the rebuild. That's why the draft is more important.
Yeah. But let's get into some other trades that went down. Like, we know.
Hey, nobody cared the Porzingis that they gave up.
That was crazy.
And nobody talked about it. Like, nobody cared that they gave up on Porzingis.
They got fleeced, too.
Yeah, they did. They definitely
did. They really?
Bertans and Dinwiddie?
Yeah. Like, who?
Bro, have you seen what Porzingis has been doing?
Have you seen what Dinwiddie been doing?
But the team didn't even want. But they
said he's expiring contracts?
No. Dinwiddie just signed a big deal with Washington.
Yeah, he just signed last offseason, four years.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But
and so did Bertans.
Bertans was the year before that.
Uh-huh. So they got that was a trade. But I was going to get on more of the Kings and the Pacers trade.
Oh, yeah?
With that one, because I know.
Somebody cried.
Yeah.
Halliburton.
Halliburton, because he was so invested in Sacramento.
They put his faith in the franchise.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, welcome to the NBA business.
Sacramento?
Welcome to the business of the NBA.
I'm tripping with this faith in the franchise.
that was him.
But you were Sacramento.
Yeah, I would have did it with Sacramento. But I know a lot of people was like, man, Sacramento is dumb. Not so fast. That's me. I was like, not so fast. Monty Unis and De'Aaron Fox. I'm not saying De'Aaron Fox is John Morant.
Sabonis.
Sabonis. I'm not saying De'Aaron Fox is John Morant level, but them two together, I think that can be something over there.
And they tried it out with Fox and Halliburton, and that wasn't.
They're both the same. Right. They're going to need a rock.
Yeah.
And so you got Mitchell, you got him. It was too many guards at that, you know what I'm saying, that area. So therefore, they got a big man because they wasn't playing Marvin Bagley like that.
Well, they traded him too.
Yeah, but because they wasn't playing him. They wasn't playing. And Marvin Bagley's dad was ecstatic when he traded.
Yeah, which is crazy.
But he went to Detroit, though. That might be a career.
Right.
Bro, I forget Detroit even have a team.
That's so crazy. Shout out to K, man. And Jeremy Grant, too. They ain't trade Jeremy.
Yeah, I thought they were.
I thought they should have. They kept Jeremy Grant.
That's crazy. I forgot Detroit had a team.
They have all the same type of centers and big men.
Yeah.
Because they got Kelly Olynyk. They still have.
Yeah, they do. They did sign Kelly.
Yeah, so they have a lot of guys that's similar over there, but it's Detroit basketball. It's not.
Yeah, yeah.
It's dwell too much in Detroit basketball. And, but even here in the city of Houston, man, the Houston Rockets made a trade for Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder, yeah.
What do you think that's going to do for the team, man? What you going to think that's going
to
do?
Really, I think that's more to sabotage the Lakers, to be honest.
Wow.
That's what I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he hates the Lakers.
Yeah, yeah. I can see ways.
He's like really officially a Laker.
That's what I think.
Bro, how did I shoot a sabotage? I didn't even think of this. Yeah, hey, I'm trying to figure this out.
What it was. So the Rockets tried to get Russ in a John Wall swap for that draft pick.
Uh-huh.
They said the only team that offered anything to Lakers for Russ. And Lakers really want to get rid of Russ. They don't even trust him to close games out. So the Rockets tried to offer them Wall.
Do you trust Russ to close games out?
Should you?
You said, should you?
Yeah, no, I said, would. Do you?
Do I? Yeah, I would. To me, the issue with Lakers roster, the issue is their roster construction. It sucks.
Yeah. That's
I mean, Shaq said they got.
Yeah, yeah, that's Chuck, true, but that shouldn't.
Shaq said they got old geezers.
That shouldn't affect you to close them out, though.
They got old geezers out there, Chuck.
No, I agree with you saying, but that don't affect you to close it out. Like, the roster can suck, but if you miss a wide open jump shot, that has nothing to do with the roster.
But that happens, though. You miss shots, that happens.
Okay, that's why they don't believe he can close out a game for him because he misses it all the time.
Right, so why
he has some ugly misses, bro.
Oh, yeah, he has.
So why not?
Because what John Rawl gonna get paid?
Same money as paying Russ?
Yeah, so I don't think that's a good. If you think about it, it's not a good swap. Like, I wouldn't even.
A guy that you don't trust to close?
You would only be. The only reason why you'd be making a trade is to get rid of Russ. And at the end of the day, I do think that you got some integrity to where it's like, we need to get something. You know what I mean? Because John Wall necessarily ain't the perfect fit either.
Better fit.
He a better fit, but he not a perfect fit.
He's a good defender.
And if you put John Wall on the team, I still don't think that we're going to win a championship with that. So there's no point of doing that.
I get why they didn't make the trade. I'm going to warn you with that.
Yeah, it makes no point.
It didn't move the needle, but it's...
I know you want a sucker, but at the end of the day, we're not suckers. So like,
but it's just don't bang on the table and say, I want to get rid of this guy, and don't start and all this, and you had the opportunity to do that, and you didn't do
it. Right. They had a chance.
Hold on. Who said they want to get rid of him?
the organization.
Bro, their reports are rampant.
No, 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 but I understand that, but they never came out and said that, though. Well, so we got to respect that.
Of course they wouldn't.
Why would you come out and say that?
Yeah, you wouldn't. You lose leverage then.
Yeah.
And you lose the locker room if you don't trade them.
Yeah.
But if you said only one person, only one team came out, then
Rockets. The Rockets. Yeah. No, it's just like, because we were going to do Russell solid. We were probably going to buy him out.
Buy him out and go wherever we want to go. Probably Clippers or somewhere.
Yeah, but the thing about the Lakers, they don't want to give that draft pick. Like
which is crazy. It's fine. Yeah, you just said draft picks don't matter. But they said, no, we ain't trading our draft pick.
I'm not Rob Pelinka.
Yo, I mean, a pick from 5 years from Allen.
Hey, you should really sit down with Rob Pelinka, bro. And just express your
Rob.
Yo, because he'll talk to me like, yo, hey, yo, I do not have Botox in my face. I'm not Rob Pelinka, bro.
You're a Lakers spokesman.
No,
a draft pick from 5 years
out. I'm a Lakers fan.
Why? Because they see the writing on the wall. They see LeBron James not playing 5 years out. And they already don't have the picks for when LeBron James is not playing.
But he said it don't matter. He just signed players.
No, we don't. We got L.A. though.
So who's going to come? Picks?
I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm calling it right now. I think LaMelo Ball is going to come to L.A. I don't think he's going to stay in Charlotte.
But 5 years out, he still won't be able to. I don't think.
That's
can he,
true.
Can he still have his rookie deal? Then he had. It's going to at least be 4 years.
Give a max extension.
Yeah, and then they're going to extend him. And then, even if he's a restricted free agent, the Lakers offer him a contract, they'll match it and he'll still go back to
same money.
Yeah, so, y'all literally just see James Harden switch employers like 3 times in like the last 2 years because he said he wants to. Come on now. I get what y'all saying, but I'm saying that it's going to happen some way, somehow.
Okay, but if that happens, is LaMelo enough for the Lakers to win a title?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we don't need draft picks to get a star player.
So we're not trade your picks then. I can say, give us that pick.
Oh, no, that's them. That's their decision. That's not me.
So you would have done it?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think John Wall gives us I don't think he gives us a chance to win a championship.
Does Russ?
No. But it's not going to change our situation. So just play how it is. I'm cool with just playing how it is, bro.
So you're basically saying this season's a wash. Playing on this season.
100%. LeBron said, why the hell I can't?
Oh my goodness, man! That's another story for another day.
Nah,
talk about it because this is my thing because I get it. Like the Lakers, we've won 17 championships. We won recently, right?
Yeah.
So I can feel that way because at the same time I am kind of like championship hungry too. Like it ain't like it ain't like I haven't won a champion, bro. A championship feeling lasts a while. It ain't like but you wouldn't know. But that's my whole point. Y'all wouldn't know how it feels to be in this position to where I'm like, all right, bro. This season a wash. It is what it is. Hopefully we can do something next year. If not, if we got to wait for his contract to expire, wait for his contract to expire. But whatever it is, bro, we'll weather the storm. But I understand if you haven't won a championship in like 20, 30 years where you feel like everything is urgent. Sure. It's not urgent on our side.
It's urgent because you have LeBron James at 37 years old.
But no. But I'm a Lakers fan.
How many years does he have left?
And I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a LeBron James fan. I don't care if we win a championship after him. We don't have to win
but
a championship.
But you have him right now, though. Do you want to maximize?
We have won one championship with him.
But you have him. I say you have him right now, though.
Yeah.
Maximize the time you have him.
So let's try to win one with him right now. But if we don't win with him right now, hopefully we win one with whoever we have next.
Right, but you're still talking Russ next year, too.
I literally just said that, hey, if we got to just thug it out after the Russ contract is over, we thug it out after the Russ contract is over.
So you're saying 2 years you give up.
I got you, bro. I'm headed there.
39-year-old LeBron.
So then you're saying that, well, dang, LeBron gonna be 39 years old. Is he? Hey, let's roll the dice and see.
Hold on.
Let me finish. With technology, science, and everything, LeBron. I mean, he's been getting injured this year
and last year,
but he's also been playing on a high level. I mean, you even said he's still in his prime, which I completely
disagree.
He's definitely not in his prime. He just plays on a high level to where it's still better than a lot of players. But he's definitely not in his prime. But if he can still. No.
Your prime is not a certain amount of your prime. Once you're up there, you can be on the prime for a long time.
I don't think he's
especially based on the science, like you said, that LeBron's in his prime.
But I just know what I am on with Laker fans. We're not even going to LeBron with Laker fans.
Yeah.
It was banging on the table. We repeating again. We doing it again.
Yep.
Running it back. And then when we're here with it, now it's, I could watch this season. Yeah, I'm good. You know,
two years now.
Yeah, wait a damn minute. Because y'all was banging the table after that goddamn
Rush trade.
Bubble Me Gum Mickey Mouse Championship. Y'all was banging. Y'all was, oh my God, the Lakers are back. The Lakers are this.
You stop
and the Lakers.
That,
bro.
That's hate, though.
That's
true.
That's true.
Now I'll let you finish, though. I want you to finish.
Okay. That's what I'm on with Laker fans. Yeah. Like, I guess I have no problem with saying, but don't act like this wasn't shown to you well before because. If it wasn't for that 3-month break because of the COVID, I don't think y'all won a championship ever with LeBron James.
This is going to be easy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you break down LeBron James' tender in L.A., mm-hmm. the first year, didn't make the playoffs. Second year, we had COVID. The next year.
First round exit.
Nope.
This year, y'all probably not going to get it. I don't think I'll make the win a championship.
Yep.
So you're talking about 4 years of really, you got blessed by a pandemic.
Okay. I want you to go next because I got a murder mook rebuttal for that. Go.
Yeah. So I mean, for me, it's like if I'm the Lakers front office and I have LeBron 37 and playing at a high level right now, and I'm making the moves that he want because he want that rush trade. Yeah. And he wants them to bring in Melo and bring in the other guys they brought in. Like, you know, LeBron, this is his roster. He wanted them to make these moves. Cool. So I made these moves because LeBron says, let's do it. And when you have LeBron on your team, any star player, you pretty much, you know, they call shots. They can bring who they want to, right? Yeah. Cool. But he's at 30, he's 37 years old. Now, we know that he has been at a high level for forever. He's like 20 years in the league right now, basically. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And he's still at a high level.
Yeah.
But as we all know, Father Time does not lose to nobody.
Yeah,
and he's got a lot of mileage and a lot of wear and tear. And we're seeing the injuries start to rack up this season and last season.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that that's only going to continue. We should only expect that to continue from here on out.
Yep.
So if I say I'm going to punt on these this year and next year, well, this year's pretty much over. We only got 20 games left.
Mm-hmm.
This year and next year, because we still got Russ on our books, then basically I'm saying at 39 years old, LeBron, do I expect that he's going to be able to even finish his season? Because he probably won't.
I wouldn't go that far saying he wouldn't finish the season. Now, I would go. Are you done? Because I want to go.
Go ahead.
Now, are you finished, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I wouldn't go as far as saying he wouldn't finish the season. As far as him playing at a high level at 39, I mean, bro, that's he's great. So if it's anybody that's going to do it, it's going to be him. And that's what I'm banking off of. I'm not saying that it's normal for people to do it. I'm just saying that, hey, if I think of anybody in NBA history that can do it, it would be LeBron. All right? That was your point. Now, for your point right here, my man, this is a murder mook rebuttal right here. My man said that I was disappointed you guys said running back. Y'all won the bubble championship. First and foremost, wasn't the Rockets in the bubble too?
Okay, what is that?
No. They were in the bubble. Yes. They were in the bubble. You said with Rockets in five. You said Rockets in six. Yo, y'all played for the same championship we played for. So it's hate. No, it's hate whenever y'all tried to win the same championship we won. No. I am.
The Lakers.
No, we are talking about the Lakers. No,
the Rockets.
No, we are talking about the Rockets because he's been a hypocrite.
I would have called the same thing. No, we would have won. It would have been a Mickey Mouse championship as well.
For that reason, you've been a hypocrite.
But you got
to stay on time. I'm not being a hypocrite.
I'm saying he's been a hypocrite. That's my point.
What am I being a hypocrite about?
The Rockets?
No, he said that the Lakers won that bubble championship, but his team was literally trying to win that same championship.
Exactly, but how am I being a hypocrite?
That is being a hypocrite because if you would have won, you would
have said the same thing, but
you
didn't win.
Bro, you would have been like, we won a championship 2 years ago.
A Mickey Mouse bubble championship.
Everybody who listening to the podcast, y'all know that if you're not going, it don't matter what type of championship, was a lockout, was a bubble, if you win a championship, bro, you celebrating that.
But what's
that's
your
straight
missing?
Up.
What's your
now,
missing?
My second point, hold on, my second point is, my man said y'all were jumping on the tables. Y'all said running back after y'all won a championship. Y'all said running back. Hey, yo, Ant, what is this on my phone, bro? What is that? What does that say?
What year is that from?
What does it say, though?
That's from like 5 years ago.
And what does it say?
It's Rockets running back.
Running back after y'all didn't win a championship.
5 years.
So we can say running back after we won one.
5 years.
Right? And that's wrong, but y'all cannot win one.
Who
y'all
said
can
it
say
was
running
wrong?
Back.
That's
a hypocrite. No, it don't matter. He's a hypocrite.
How am I a hypocrite?
Oh, we wrong for saying that, yo, we confident that we're going to run it back. Bro, y'all said running back and y'all didn't even win.
I never said anybody was wrong or right. All I said
was.
I don't
know how long ago it was. He was sitting there saying running back too.
I know
y'all didn't
I was,
win.
But you, literally,
y'all
you
didn't
just,
win.
You said I'm a hypocrite because I said the Lakers won a bubblegum Mickey Mouse championship, which is correct. Fact. If the Rockets would have won, I would have said the same thing. If the Heat would have won, I would have said the same thing. I would have said the same thing for any team that won it.
That's
so why am I a hypocrite?
That's why
no,
would you say
what
that,
it
though?
Is.
But everybody had the same odds.
I never said they did it, but they would have won it. They still would have got a bubblegum Mickey Mouse championship.
It's not a bubblegum championship,
the
bro.
The thing about it, though, the
you
thing,
can't, hold on, not to cut you off, but, bro, you can't separate me from
yes,
my family
I
for, like,
did.
45 days and just talk down on the achievement that
a
I got.
A lot of guys actually helps them out because they only can focus on ball.
Hey, that's good, but we all went through that same thing. Now, what were you saying?
Now, the thing about the questioning the legitimacy of the title is the very next year, both those teams were first-round exits. So it's easy to be like, was this legit? Because the Heat.
But that happened. But that's not rare.
What do you mean it's not real?
For a team to win a
both
championship,
finals teams
and then
are first round exits the next season. How often does that happen? Doesn't happen.
Well, I don't know how often that happens, but I don't think it's rare for a team to fall off though. And I think that, and I also think that it's also a time when like the guards have really changed. I think that there's other teams outside of the Lakers and the Heat that really stepped up their game last year. I understand y'all trying to discredit the Heat and the Lakers, but y'all also got to get put some respect on the Nets that did not exist when the bubble went on.
Yes, they did exist. They were in the bubble.
They were in the bubble. That's true.
What do you mean they didn't exist?
They were never without Kyrie.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about the Nets with KD, Harden, and Kyrie. They really didn't play too many games together, but I'm talking about that Nets, ladies and gentlemen.
That Nets team wasn't in the bubble.
That Nets team was not in the bubble.
Because they weren't even constructed yet.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that other teams stepped their game up. They got better. You have to put respect on that. The Nets got better.
But they didn't even beat the Heat, though.
Let me finish, though. The Nets got better, right? The Bucks got better, right? Am I lying? The Bucks didn't get better? The Grizzlies, they didn't get better?
They were all in the
Warriors, they didn't get better? There's teams that actually just got better. I know we want to discredit the Heat and the Lakers, and I get that.
Nobody
but sometimes, instead
them.
Of like dimming someone's light, you got to give flowers to other people, bro. The other teams did good.
What does that have to do with what
which I hate it, so y'all gonna always say it has everything to do with what I'm saying.
Bro, even if anybody would have won a championship in the bubble, I would have said the same exact thing.
You know what I'm saying? I can agree with you. I'm saying it's hating, though.
No.
Personally, to me, it's legit when the very next season, both teams that are in the finals missed their first-round exits. Both teams. Because that doesn't happen much in any sport.
And then the same team.
Both
that,
teams.
Yeah, and then that other team that lost in the finals in the bubble, they're one of the top teams in the East. And the team that won it, what are they doing? Like, it's clearly it's showing you the pattern. The first year
but
we
that's a different team, though. The team we had in the bubble is not the team we got right now. Outside of LeBron and AD.
Which is like the major core.
But still, that's not the same team.
Same coach, same team.
Nah. You're not going to sit here and argue how important draft picks are. Players aren't important.
But let me ask you, because I said same coach, you said no. Is it the same coach?
Yes.
Same GM?
Yes.
Okay.
Same two-star players?
What about the other players? Okay, it's still LeBron, still AD. What about Alex Caruso?
Is Dwight Howard still on the team?
What about Rondo?
He was on the team. Rondo. He started the team. Is he on the team right now? No, he got traded.
What about Carmelo? Is he on the team right now?
What do you mean?
Carmelo's on the team right now.
Yeah, Carmelo's on the team.
No, I'm saying, well, he's on the team back then, too?
No.
Okay. So it's not the same team.
So that means that's an upgrade.
It's not the same team.
We just gave you five to six people from players.
If you have Melo now, you don't have him then. That's an upgrade now.
From who?
From Taylor Horton Tucker, who sucks.
He's still on the team.
He sucks ass.
So it's not an upgrade. So he's still on the team.
So you have the same GM, same top two players. Role-playing Dwight Howard. You had Rondo. He's gone. Caruso was on the team. He's gone.
They chose Caruso.
Then who else was on in the bubble team that's still there? Like, they still have maybe five, six people effective that team that won the bubble on the same team.
And we're going to agree to disagree that I don't think that the Lakers team that we have today is the same Lakers team.
We're not saying
but
that.
But we do have a Super Bowl to talk about. We have to work on time management too, my brother.
We got time.
We got enough time.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We got time. We got ample time now. We don't run from the topic.
What time
now.
Is it?
I don't run from the topic now. We got time.
I'm not running from the topic. I'm just being responsible as a podcast to make sure we talk about everything we talk about.
Man,
when I talk about running from the topic, no, I'm saying we can agree to disagree. I don't think that the Lakers team we have now, especially if LeBron is aging, is the same team in 2020. But you guys disagree with that, and that's cool.
We agree with that. We're not saying that, but you're literally saying
they should be better.
Yes, like they should be better.
Why you say that?
2 years past, your goal should be to make your team better.
Oh yeah, it should be your goal.
It's been two seasons,
but you can fail though.
2 years in a row,
but you can fail. Yeah.
So you're saying that it's acceptable for a GM and coach to fail 2 years in a row on a team with title goals, with the media in LA, with the best player in the league.
I'm not saying that it's acceptable. I'm saying it's not the end of the world. I failed in life, and I literally overcame my failures, and it helped me become successful. Sometimes with success, you have to have failure. So I understand that. So I understand that they're failing, but it's not the end of the world.
2 years in a row.
Not the end of the world.
Okay. And you're saying next year it will be 3 years in a row. You're saying next
hopefully
year.
Hopefully it won't be 3 years in a row.
But you already said, it comes down to it. Russ is the same contract. You know,
so like I said, hopefully it won't.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. So right now, Lakers are,
Why are you saying wow?
Because that's...
This is the reason why. Because they're 26 and 30 and they're the ninth seed in the West right now. That's why we're saying wow to the idea of, oh, it just happened. Just fail.
Just fails. But after the bubble, it was...
But I already told you, care more about it than I do. I literally... Bro, what did I say in the text? I was like, bro, you care a lot about the Lakers.
You haven't been watching basketball, you said, anyways.
I have been watching. I started watching recently. But you care a lot about the Lakers.
Well, they're on, I mean, I can't turn my TV on any day and not have the Lakers game on TNT or ESPN, NBA TV. I can't turn my TV on basketball without the Lakers.
Me neither.
So the whole idea of, oh, you watch the Lakers all the time. Well, yeah, no shit, we all do, because they're on TV every
day. No, I never say you watch the Lakers a lot. I say you care a lot. I watch the Lakers too.
No, you don't. You say you haven't been watching ball.
No, I haven't, but I still watch them. I haven't watched them like I normally do, but I still have watched the Lakers play. I was literally watching the Lakers, like, yo, I saw them down with the Bucks. I'm like, yo, I had to order the drink. Like, yo, it's a good reason to drink. I ain't gonna lie. Them losers give me a good excuse to drink. I ain't gonna lie. And I be telling myself, like, man, I'm gonna order one. Man, if they get down 30, I'm gonna think.
So what they gonna be able to do as far as adding players?
What's going on is, like, man, you two different type of fans. Me, personally, bro, I'm invested in the fandom and an event of the sport. I like sitting down, watching my team play. I like rooting for my team. But, bro, I don't really care about the ins and outs about, oh, my God, how are they gonna do this? And if they don't.
Players?
I really don't. I'm not too big on that, bro. I've never been big on that.
Bro, you were excited when there's rumors that they were going to get Hield and Russ.
Because that means that our team's going
to
get better.
You say you don't care about players, though.
But no, but I don't care about it to where I'm actually investigating. If it comes out in a report, oh, yeah, I'm lit. But you can't, I'm not the dude that's going to be like, hey, what do you think y'all should do if X, Y, Z happens? Like, shit, I hope we just win. That's it. But you've been talking to me about sports a lot longer, right? I've never been that type of guy.
To care about what players your team gets?
You know,
he said transactions.
No, he said transactions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a difference between me, like, really paying attention to, like, the trade wire. What's the name of it? The waiver wire?
Yeah,
I don't even know the name of the shit.
I don't even know the name of it.
You say adding players.
Transactions.
So you're saying so they added AD and LeBron. You said you don't have AD and LeBron. You weren't excited when they got them?
Of course I'm going to be excited.
So what are you talking about? Player.
That's not. Now you changing it. Of course, I'm going to be excited when we get or we draft a good player. I'm not going home and doing research over the shit. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I'm not that type of fan.
Okay. I don't do research on players either, but okay.
All right.
You, I don't know what you do, but you be having, like, what, trade little machines and shit?
I don't do trade machines either.
I don't know what you're talking about, but. What if this trade works out?
I've done a trade, but I haven't done a trade machine in years.
Bro, because you have definitely shown a picture of some trade and was like, yo, this could be a possibility.
That's cap. That is a lie to anybody listening to this podcast.
No, he said because you've seen it. Like, someone may have put it on Twitter. Someone may have put it out there, and you screenshot
it. I know I ain't tripping. And that could be what it is.
He hasn't done the reason. It just pops up.
He sends the picture.
He don't get on trade machine, but he's like you would get on Twitter, and it'd be like, because Lakers are everywhere. You look like, oh, well, damn, they got a trade possible for Lakers. I'll snap it.
This man been scrolling for 2 minutes. He still can't find his proof.
I literally have not been. Yeah, the camera's right
there. You still can't find the proof.
Bro, I'm literally on day two.
This man doing this. I'm literally on day two. And he still can't find proof. That's not, folks. This man's cap.
Oh, man. Well, that's another leg of talk. Now we can get into the biggest game in the NFL.
Still scrolling, ladies and gents. He's still scrolling.
We have the Cincinnati Bengals versus the Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl 56.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, SoFi Stadium, man. It's
Von Miller for MVP.
Von Miller. Whoa, okay. I like it. Who you got for MVP, man?
I think it's a quarterback award. It's going to be Stafford.
Stafford. See, and I'm going to go with my boy Stafford, too. I'm thinking Stafford's going to get it.
I think it's quarterback award. It's a quarterback award.
Yeah, quarterback award. So, we are 2 days away.
It needs to be him or Cup.
Or Cup.
But I think it's quarterback award. It's going
to
be Stafford.
So, we're going to get into the pick. So, you got L.A.?
L.A.
You got L.A.?
I got L.A., man. Shout out to the Bengals, man. They made it far. Yeah. Oh, shout out to them, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go L.A. I think I'm going to go L.A. on this one. Stafford, keep doing your thing. I've been a big Stafford fan since way back, even though we used to beat him up in Georgia. But Stafford, I think they're going to get it done. Take care of it. But
you said I used to beat him up in Georgia.
When we used to beat him up in Florida beat him in Georgia. But, and so, not alone with the NFL, we had the NFL honors.
Yeah.
We did. We predicted pretty much well of all of the awards. We had Defensive Player of the Year. We had TJ Watt. Shout out to TJ Watt. Shout out to Kobe, you know what I'm saying? His organization, team.
Stairway to 7.
TJ Watt.
Got him a Defensive Player of the Year.
Stairway to 7?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So.
Stairway to 7.
I have no idea what that means.
That's a hashtag for. Come on, why you know the hashtag for your boy?
My man, a Steelers fan, I don't know what the hashtag on his own. Come on.
The hashtag Steelers Nation. Here we go.
Yeah, no, but it was when Ben Roethlisberger.
I sent you text messages showing you that this was a Steelers thing.
Yeah, man, the Steelers.
Two text messages. They're in my phone right now. I can pull that up, and I will send you that.
All right. Like I said, stay with us, man. Shout out to your organization. Shout out to TJ Watt, tying the sack record, man, doing his thing, sharing the moment with his brother.
Tying the sack record and missed two games, bro.
One game. He played 15. He played 15. Oh, it is.
He missed two, and he missed second half of two games.
He tied it up. Yeah, he tied the record.
Yeah, he tied the record. And you know, shout out to y'all. Then we had the Offensive Player of the Year in Cooper Kupp. Shout out to Cooper Kupp. He put crazy numbers.
Triple crown.
Yeah, exactly. And shout out to the defense and offensive rookies of the years and Michael Parsons and Jamar Chase. Hey, boy, bad. They're gonna be ready. They're gonna be tough.
I ain't even hear a headline. I just knew exactly who it was.
Oh yeah, We all called it. I remember shows before we definitely called that. And then shout out to the MVP, Aaron Rodgers. His what fourth
I
one,
was
fifth one.
That.
That didn't surprise me.
But I wasn't paying attention either.
You said it didn't surprise
me? You know, I'm not an award guy.
I was happy
TJ Watt won it, but yeah. I really didn't have a... What I would say is it definitely proves that to me that if Derrick Henry wouldn't have got injured, he would have got the MVP.
Probably, or at least offensive player for sure.
Yeah, he definitely would have
got
MVP. Nah, he would have got MVP. He wouldn't have got offensive player.
Yeah, because his coach actually won Coach of the Year and they would have won season. I think he probably would have got MVP.
Definitely would have got MVP. But it would have got another 2,000-yard season.
Okay, yeah, he was on pace for that, for sure. If he stayed healthy, for sure. But then the other side is the Hall of Fame, man. I know I was a tad bit heartbroken.
What happened with Hall of Fame?
Man, Andre Johnson didn't get in. That's all we need to know.
I was surprised.
Or DeMarcus Ware.
Or
Devin Hester.
Didn't I tell y'all?
You said Steve Smith would get in.
Who?
You said Steve Smith didn't get in?
Nope. Oh, they tripping.
Boy, but Andre Johnson had
Steve
more.
Steve Smith wasn't even a finalist.
Yeah, he wasn't. So I'm hurt, man. AJ 80 should have been in there.
DeMarcus Ware, who else got passed up?
Devin Hester.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, those are the three biggest names that got passed up and not going into Hall of Fame. This class, shout out to Richard Seymour. He's a great one. He's a great playoff player. Great playoff player. But who got in? Tony Boselli.
Seymour.
Richard Seymour. Hold on, I got to pull up the list. I had it right here.
Isn't Richard Seymour, he passed, right?
Who, Richard Seymour?
Yeah.
No.
What?
You
talking about Junior Seau?
Junior Seau, that's what you talking about. Yeah, no. Richard Seymour ain't that bad boy. Richard Seymour definitely made the, is still alive. You know what I'm saying? But he's known for his playoff. Like, he had a great regular season, but his playoffs is what gets him over the top. Like, he's that guy when it comes to, and they said, looks like, let me read the list here. I'm going to pull up. Tony Boselli, Leroy Butler, Sam Mills, Richard Seymour, Brian Young, Cliff Branch, looks like they made it. I'll make sure that is correct. I don't want to give the wrong pieces.
It was a bad class.
Yeah. Tony Boselli, you know what I'm saying?
He said it was a bad class.
Yeah, no, Tony Boselli. Yeah, I think he was like one of the Texans for actual legit first pick in the Texans
expansion
history.
Draft.
Expansion draft. Tony Boselli. Cliff Branch. Shout out to a wide receiver getting in, Cliff Branch. Leroy Butler, played for the Green Bay Packers. Art Nelly, a contributor. He got in as a contributor. Sam Mills, linebacker to play for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
And the Carolina Panthers at the end of his career. Richard Seymour, like I said before, Dick Vermeil as a coach.
Seymour played for the Chargers, huh?
Richard Seymour? No, you're talking about Junior Seau. Played for the Patriots and the Raiders.
Yeah, you're thinking about Seau.
You're thinking of Seau.
He is dead.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah. Richard Seymour did play for Patriots.
Yeah.
And Raiders.
Raiders at the end of his career, yeah. Brian Young, who played for the 49ers.
Yeah.
That was a big one. But those are the guys that made the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Tell you, Andre Johnson's going to wait, bro.
I think he'd be a next year.
I bet you this. I bet you. J.J. Watt probably be in number 400, Johnson.
All right, bro. Now you wild. Huh? Nah, bro. That's not. Andre will be in there. Yeah. He'll be in there before J.J. will. Because J.J.'s still playing. J.J. still got to wait the years.
I bet Hans Ward get there before him.
No.
Hans Ward going to be in there before him.
Hans Ward, I don't think Hans Ward getting
there. Yeah.
He definitely be
there. You know you got to steal his love, bro. Everything Steelers is what he's going to be.
Hans Ward getting in the Hall of Fame, bro.
Okay. Hey, I just don't see it. So... We have the next biggest thing in the NFL is the coaching carousel. All the coaches have been solidified.
Texans got that call, man.
What call is that?
What call we got?
Hey, man, y'all better put that McCown shit over.
But I mean, was not
better hold off on that.
y'all, I really wanted to. So, Anthony, you really thought that McCown was going to be the guy?
Man, everybody was reporting that.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people did say. A lot of people were saying that, and I was just like, nah, man, that was to keep Easterby happy. You know what I'm saying? He liked him. He was the guy that was on Easterby's dream. But this was all Nick Caserio's hiring. And I think they did a decent job to rebound from the lawsuit of Brian Flores. I wish Brian Flores would have got the job, but I understand business-wise he has the lawsuit. A lot of things, sticky situations. So you get Lovie Smith, who's definitely qualified for the job, and I hope he, you know what I'm saying, gets that due and gets a chance to actually turn the franchise around for the Houston Texans.
I mean, in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, I would have rather Flores too. You know what I'm saying? I did not want McCown to be the head coach, but everybody was reporting like it was a done deal. Like it was facts. Like he was getting a job, you know? I really don't think the lawsuit really, I don't really buy that because they interviewed Flores after the lawsuit was filed. And they said that the Texans were aware of the lawsuit before they interviewed him.
Yeah.
And they said that they were very supportive of him, and he was still a finalist for the job.
Mm.
So I really don't think that the lawsuit affected them, to me, more like than it would affect the Saints, if anything. You know what I'm saying? The Saints didn't even name him as a finalist. If anything, the Saints gave him what he said was a sham interview. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They had to do the one interview. They interviewed Bienemy and Leftwich, and they ended up hiring Dennis Allen, who is 8-28. He got a worse record than Flores did.
But he's been on the staff.
They didn't hire a black coach.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's like they hired somebody that they kind of they probably knew he was gonna. They wanted him to be the coach after
Peyton.
Sean Payton. So it's like the Rooney Rule. I like it, but it does kind of like sometimes you do got a reason where it's like I really don't have to. I really shouldn't have to interview a black person if I already know who has the job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not to cut you off, but that's why I think that it's kind of like just saying that now the rule is you just have to interview a black head coach. Like, I feel like that's not a good rule. I feel like the rule is just easy to just it's easy to walk around.
Go around.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not a good rule at all.
And at one point, they were given an extra draft pick if you hired a black coach.
The Dolphins got one.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, because their coach is half black, or biracial. He's...
Man.
Hey, he said his father is a black man.
That's my logic.
No, Mike.
This man is crazy. Man.
And the funny thing, because he's not the first person who told me. He's like, you talking about logic? I'm like, oh, Mike Daniels, man. He was the OC for 49. He's the head coach of the Dolphins.
Nobody know who he is, bro.
Man.
Man. Next topic, bro.
I like to go with what the man's telling me and what they say. They looked at his ancestry.
The problem is, we all in here, we black. Have y'all ever had to get on the podium and say, you know, me being black?
Like, did you hear that?
He said, yeah, that's crazy.
He said, like, biracial, but still, like, I never had to walk in a room and hey, y'all, I just want to let y'all know that I'm black.
Yeah, it's like.
I just want to let y'all know.
Yeah, that pressure when he was.
Like, if you got to do that,
yeah,
you probably, you know.
You've been passing this.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been passing this white for all this time.
Right, right.
That was wild. That was wild, but.
It's like the white people be like, nah, I'm Hispanic. It's like, nah. No.
Yeah, like.
It's like, nah. Can't saucy your way out of this one.
Yeah. But.
I see that Abercrombie and Fitch bag. You trying to fucking play with me.
Yeah.
What? Get out of here.
Nah, but like I said, I know we've talked on this show many a times about the Rooney Rule. I personally hate it.
We've never talked about that on here.
Yeah.
We've never talked about the Rooney Rule.
I feel like we did before.
Yeah, we did.
During the coaching cycle.
What we talked about it for? No, we have.
I'm pretty sure it's the coaching
cycle. Y'all just assuming we brought it up.
No, we have.
About the coaching cycle last year, I think.
Yeah, what coaching cycle? What made us bring it up?
Because there were vacancies and there were people.
Black coaching vacancies. Eric Bieniemy? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, because we
just talking about Bieniemy. Yeah, I know,
We ain't talking about a lot, though.
Man, this man here forgetting, man.
Yeah, forgetting just like those
Lakers. This man still scrolling for fake
he's still,
trades.
He's still looking for fake trades.
Fake trades.
And you went on a trade machine with him. It's crazy. But yeah, like I said, the Rooney Rule is a bunch of.
Oh, no, I couldn't find you on that one. It was good. You just,
I told you, man. That's Scott.
It was definitely your character, though.
That's Scott. That was Scott.
But it's just like, Rooney Rule, it's flat out, it's just disrespectful. There's no need, they need to redo it or scrap it, because it makes no, it really doesn't do anything. It doesn't make a team want to, or organization say, hey, let me interview a black person and try to give them, because it's just not even coaches, also executives. You have to interview executives as well, not just coaches.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I also want to ask you a question. Why do you think Eric Bieniemy can't get a job?
They say he's a bad interviewer, and I think that's got to be true, because every year he interviews for a job. Yeah. Now, you could say that some of those jobs he interviews for, maybe just a Rooney candidate, just so the team can say we interviewed a black coach. But there have been some vacancies that he interviewed for that people were like, he got a legit chance of getting his job, and he hasn't gotten it. And I don't think, and during that time, they've had some black coaches get hired. So it's not like I have a hard time believing that he's being blackballed, because to me, it would make more sense if nobody else black was getting head coaching jobs, including him.
Yeah.
But when other people are getting hired and not you, to me, yes, the NFL owners are definitely racist. That's not even a question. But as it pertains to him not getting a job and he's getting interviews every year, that's got something to do with him.
Yeah. Also, on top of that, he doesn't call plays in Kansas City.
That's true. But there also have been other coaches who have gotten hired who do not call plays.
Correct. Because Joe Judge is one with the Giants. Right. It's a lot of guys.
Same thing with the 49ers.
49ers, yeah.
Because Shanahan called
plays. Shanahan called plays, yeah. Mike McDaniels. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it is with that on there. And also another question I do have about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Pat.
Choke job. Was it a choke job in the AFC title game?
I mean, what was the halftime score? 21-10? 21-10, because they went for it. They went for it on
23. They were down 18.
No, I thought Bengals scored.
They scored in the second half, on the third quarter.
They scored like 3 points in the
second half. Yeah, it was 21-3.
I didn't really call it a choke job. I just feel like...
I mean, yeah, it was. Because the other teams, this happened with Deshaun against Mahomes. You got a lead, you know, 3-TD lead. Your opponent is just putting the points up, and you can't match it.
Yeah.
Now, defense is allowing them to score, but offense got to be able to match it.
Yeah, correct. So, what you think of the choke job? You said no choke job?
I mean, it's kind of weird because, like, when I think of a choke job, it's like, bro, you're not yourself.
He not finna admit it.
Nah, I don't care about him. When I think of choke job, I just think of, like, dang, he just wasn't himself to have. Man, Patrick Mahomes do this all the time. He just get excuses for it. Like, he does this all the time where he has, like, these okay halves. He did it with y'all. He had a bad first half. That was the only problem. He had a bad first half against y'all, and then he came back and had a good second half. He does that a lot. So I don't really think it's like a choke job. I just think he lost. He looked like Patrick Mahomes that was just, you know, a little bit off. But, I mean, you want to consider it a choke job, you can consider it a choke job. I think a choke job is more of, let me see.
You're not going to admit it.
Bro, I swear I don't care about Patrick Mahomes.
I just asked, what's a choke job?
Who choked in, like, recent history?
Patrick Mahomes.
Like Sean Watson.
Sean Watson, yeah.
When he choked?
Against Mahomes.
He was up 24-0. And they scored 31 straight points. Then we scored, and then they scored 20-something more.
51-31.
Yeah, 51-31 is the final.
Three touchdown lead.
Man, I can't think of last time somebody like a real choke job.
Patrick Mahomes.
Just a few weeks ago,
Patrick
man.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's a choke job. I mean, playoff game, you're up three touchdowns.
Yeah, three scores.
I mean, even two touchdowns in a half.
Yeah.
And you can't close it out. And they were at home.
Yeah.
That's a choke job. There's not really much thought there. That's a choke job.
It was a choke job, but the Bengals defense did turn up. I give them that. I'm not discrediting the Bengals.
Offense, too.
Yeah, offense, too. But that defense, I think they held them to 0 points the rest of the game. Right? Or did they get a field goal? Field goal in the third. My fault. Field goal in the third. Yeah. But,
No. The Clippers... What was it, a couple years ago? They choked.
Yeah, but we talking about football comparison.
That's a choke job right there.
We talking about
football. Hold on, who was that? You know, you're not thinking of it. Who did the Clippers choke against in the playoffs? It was like 2 or 3 years ago.
In a bubble?
It was a bubble. They were supposed to meet the Lakers, and they lost to who?
Denver.
That's a choke job.
But we talking about football.
They were up 3-1, huh?
Against Denver.
Yeah, against Denver.
That's a choke job.
Doc Rivers' team. It's going to happen again this year. Watch.
I wanted to. I didn't need it to
happen again.
Yeah, But so choke job. So what Mahomes did with the choke job?
Yes,
because he did this twice. Because he was up last time in the regular season against him. He did the same thing.
Playoff to me, stakes are higher.
Correct.
Oh, playoffs
makes it a choke job.
Yeah.
Falcons. How can we forget Falcons? Patriots.
Oh yeah. Choke job. That was definitely a choke.
That's a choke job.
28-3 halftime.
That's a choke job, bro.
That was a choke job. Super Bowl game too. That's tough, man.
That's crazy.
See, I think a choke job is when you just like, it's so obvious how to win. Like, run the fucking ball.
If you got a 3-touchdown lead and you lose.
Yeah, like running the ball. Like, you let the time run out. You know what I'm saying?
Playoff
like,
game.
With Mahomes, it seemed like he started trying to do a little bit too much in the second half. But it's like, he I don't know, man.
It's simple, man. It was a choke job.
I give y'all that. Tony Romo got many choke jobs, but
he's got plenty.
I think he told himself. He told one of them. He tried to make a joke with it. And what you call it? What kind of Jim Nance didn't pick it up? And he was like, "You didn't get what I said." And it was funny. I was just like, "Dad," he told he cracked a joke on himself.
He's got a couple of choke jobs.
Exactly.
Aaron Rodgers got some choke jobs too.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
And his last few playoffs, choke jobs.
Yeah.
So yeah. But you know, what I'm
Wade Phillips last season as a Texans head coach.
Wait. Oh.
I'm just looking at what Bleacher Report saying. Bad.
So okay, like we are.
They ain't like that. My bad, y'all.
Favorite part of the show. What y'all doing this weekend, man? What y'all on? What y'all doing this weekend? I know definitely one
Super
thing.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Guess I'm not watching football, right? You know.
Hey, man.
Super Bowl Sunday.
If you're not, I don't know what to tell you.
Super Bowl Sunday. I'm gonna watch it. Episode of Power. The new Tommy. Hey, y'all supposed to watch some TV shows, do y'all?
I watch Power, but for some reason people think I probably think I should get back on it. Power kind of fell off to me, but people are like
What shows you watch?
I watch
Euphoria.
Euphoria. I had to stop watching Billions because Axe isn't on there anymore. I watch
Godfather Harlem.
Snowfall. I couldn't get into Godfather Harlem.
Did you watch Insecure?
Insecure, yes. Season finale was better than the season itself.
Yeah, for sure.
Hills. I watch Hills. I watch Snowfall. I watch P-Valley.
Atlanta coming back too.
They got some shows I do need to watch though. That I need to like binge watch, but I haven't had a ton of binge watch. It's like you can't watch sports, can't binge watch. Jesus Christ, what am I doing in my life?
Yeah, what are you doing with your life?
Man? Yeah, man, what you doing with your life?
You're a whole host of a sports podcast. Can't watch the sports.
Can't watch the sports on the sports.
I gotta stop saying that. I do watch sports. I just don't like. I don't watch it like last year. I remember like I used to like sit down and watch sports and eat wings like so many times. Like now it's like I'm at work watching it.
Oh. All right. But get that money, man. Get that money.
Got to, man.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, I do want to say, man. I was envy of you last week because you was at the Dog and Me Pro Bowl, man. How was that,
bro?
Tell people how it was, man. Tell people how it was.
Yeah, it was lit, bro. Like, it was in Vegas. Vegas is not really the family-oriented Pro Bowl.
We saw that.
So I think the Pro Bowl is a lot. It may be better in Orlando, but Vegas, you know, it was cool, man. It was, like, cool seeing all the fans, everybody getting together. I was not trying to diss on y'all, but literally, bro, the Texans don't really have too many fans outside of Houston, bro.
Yeah, hey, that's a good thing.
But that's, like... I feel like the Texans are better than that, though. But, you know, that's y'all. I ain't gonna trip on that. But it was cool, bro. Seeing the players. One thing about it, bro, is these players ain't as big as they are. Like, you know what I'm saying? I seen Kyler Murray. Y'all love y'all some white women. I'll tell y'all that, too.
But did you try to say they ain't as big as you told Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray is small regardless.
No, I seen Michael Parsons, too. Yeah, they're not that big. I seen Marshawn Lynch. They're not really, like, they're average-sized people.
Yeah, because they're average size height. Michael Parsons was 6'1", maybe?
Yeah, but even, like, bro, I'm watching him the whole year. He, like, ragdolling people. Bro, he not that wide. But when you, and not to go down a rabbit hole, but I've been getting on my fitness journey. You know what I mean? I've been training it up, you know, working on cardio, working on high-intensity training, strength training. One thing about it is, like, what they've learned, and if you notice, NFL players are smaller now than they were back in the day. Like, we used to grow up, like, a lineman could be, like, a fat boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, like, even if you got a lineman, like, they still, like, jacked up. You feel what I'm saying? And what happened is, like, muscle mass correlates to strength, but it doesn't always mean that you have strength if you have muscle mass.
Yeah.
So people are lifting weights a lot differently now.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of people that are strong that they're really, like, they small, but they can really, like, you know, really get it in because the method of way that people are lifting weights nowadays. This goes back into, like, technology and, like, science and, like, why I feel like if anybody's going to be able to play at 39, it will be LeBron because he's playing in this generation where we have all this information. I mean, even Kobe said when they were talking to Kobe and T-Mac, they were like, could you guys come and return to the NBA T-Mac said, heck no. Nah. But Kobe said, I mean, if I could, I wanted to with everything we know about science and nutrition, you know, it would be a large journey. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you just see that nowadays with the world, bro.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. But shout out to you know, health.
For sure. For sure. Hey, let them know where they can find you at, man. Let them know where they can find y'all at. Go ahead, man. Where they can look at you
at? Where they find you at, bro?
Find me on Twitter.
Yeah, but running from that fade on Madden, but you know we ain't talking.
Right, you can have that fade on, man. Man trash, bro.
Hey, yeah, no, it was bad.
Sports game, I ain't gonna lie, I think sports game in general are declining like them up.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter as well at @A_Ducker. Same on IG.
Verified.
This man keep
verified.
What about you? Where you find you at?
You can find me on Twitter, man. Young and Educated. Follow the page, Feeling Stats, Instagram, man. We appreciate y'all. This is another episode of Feeling Stats. Man, y'all be blessed.